Connecticut Governor-elect Ned Lamont says that he's still focused on pushing for a truck-only highway toll. This is despite a State Department of Transportation study released last week that shows tolling all vehicles would generate as much as $1 billion per year. WSHU's Eb Ongudama reports.
$1 billion a year would go a long way to help Connecticut fix its budget woes. The DOT study says trucks would generate 29% of that revenue, about $300 million a year, while cars would pay 71%, or about $700 million a year. Lamont says he's sticking to his campaign promise.
Well, my position on electronic tolling is very clear, that we're going to focus just on those big tractor-trailer trucks. And that will raise us something like $250 million. It's something I think I can get through this legislature on a short order, and I want to get going on that.
Connecticut's Democratic legislative leaders who control the state general assembly support Lamont's plan. Speaking right after the election, Senate President Martin Looney, a New Haven Democrat, advocated going further.
If the governor wants to begin with that, as an incremental step, I would certainly support him on that.
Truck-only tolls are currently in effect in Rhode Island. However, it is facing a court challenge there. Opponents, including truck drivers, claim it is unconstitutional to charge tolls for trucks and not for cars. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.